Hello, Enbys, Benjis, and the other ones. My name is Josh.
What?
Hello, Benjis. Hello. Enbys only.
All right.
Welcome back to the judgiest place on the internet. My name is Josh.
My name is Rick.
And my name is Christian.
And we are the judgies. Took it on one.
Crushed it.
Hell yeah.
That's all we need, baby.
So, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm pissed. We found out right before the pod hit speed that Erica hasn't had a gummy bear in 14 years.
Oh my God.
She came in hot, acting like she doesn't like them. And then
I don't like gummy bears.
We have a little mystery unravel here that, oh, I haven't had one since I was a child.
But you know what? I like gummy worms.
Literally the same thing. Literally the same fucking thing.
I'm putting in the paperwork today.
Have you ever cut it? When did you learn to cut pancakes?
Fuck off.
No, serious question. Please answer.
14.
Okay, and when did you learn to cut waffles? 2?
No. Also 14.
Okay,
it's the same concept.
You threw us a curve with the fucking gummy bear gummy worm bullshit. I was just making sure you weren't like, on a technicality, you know, I learned to cut waffles when I was 4, you idiot.
No.
The reason I didn't learn to cut pancakes till I was 14 is because I didn't fucking eat them.
Listen.
The thing is, waffles are easier to cut.
Incorrect. My mom always just did it for me. So I didn't have to learn until one day we were at a restaurant and...
Oh, this was in public.
Yeah. You think my mom made me pancakes at home?
I don't know.
No.
You were so sheltered that you never had to cut your own food. I thought maybe.
I mean, it was probably other food as well, but specifically pancakes.
Steaks was till 18, okay? Give me a break over here.
Yeah, and I went to just hand her my plate like I always do, and she's like halfway through cutting it, and she's like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this for you? You're 14.
I know why. She was still trying to vie for like the under 8 discount, and like if she cut your pancakes, it made you look younger.
That is smart.
Yeah. I mean, they were Mickey Mouse pancakes, so. they were in the shape of Mickey Mouse, and then they had fruit for eyes and a mouth.
I think we know.
For those that don't.
You know the one person in the world who doesn't know what Mickey Mouse is?
Okay, not every restaurant has Mickey Mouse pancakes, all right?
Eric, I got a surprise for you.
Oh, boy. Is it a gummy bear?
It's a package. From a listener.
Wow.
Please read who it's from. First name.
Zan.
Our number one biggest Zan.
Oh, we got dope-ass stickers.
Okay. Oh, my.
I do like that.
Busy overthinking. Okay.
Preach.
A face with colors.
Went to Jupiter to get more stupider.
Oh, my goodness.
Love that.
Okay, that's for the men. Next sticker I really vibe with.
I don't want to be perceived.
With the Hamsa?
Kind of.
Oh, those are
amazing.
Great.
I love it.
Oh!
What is this?
It's a piss baby bib.
A piss baby
That's
bib?
So fucking cute.
There's two of them.
What? So you guys? I don't understand who are the two piss babies on this podcast.
And then a t-shirt.
A piss baby t-shirt?
Dude.
Oh my goodness.
These are fantastic.
That's such a cool shirt.
We're taking a quick break. I'll be back.
Look at that.
I'll show off the pecs.
Pecs baby. Piss baby. That's an amazing shirt. I love that.
This is great really quality cool. too. It's super soft.
For all you listeners, it's like a blue and white tie-dye. It almost looks like water, like reflecting light on it. And then a little piss baby up on the breast.
Two little
with the
piss
bib.
Baby bibs.
Ooh, idea time.
How does this?
Yeah,
there we go. That's innovation right there.
This is wonderful.
Thank you so much for sending
that in.
That's
incredible.
That's amazing.
I'm stealing all these stickers. They're going on my water bottle.
That's perfect.
Except for the Jupiter to get more super. That's going on Christian's computer.
I get so upset because we've gotten in some nice stickers. And it's like, I don't know what to do with stickers, man.
Water bottle.
Water bottle.
I use like workout bottles, so they would get destroyed immediately. Mm. Did I mention I work out? Did I mention I have guns?
I don't know if you guys noticed the freaking pecs popping out in the shirt.
And I don't know if you guys noticed that this is a podcast where we actually podcast on this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And what we do for our podcast, let me give you a little bit of an elevator pitch. We find stories online about people being idiots or people being shittiots. And we laugh at them and we judge them. And sometimes Christian tells those stories.
It's my turn to read, and I'm not going to flub a single time.
You got it, honey.
Every time you... we should get a flub jar.
Oh, fuck. I would be broke.
We would be broke.
But, I mean, it goes back to us. So, really, you're only losing a 33% rate here, because I'd get a third of it, obviously.
Okay.
Well, hang on.
How...
Zero flubs this episode. Am I the asshole for not participating in my friend's scheme to convince a restaurant to buy his ketchup? My friend Zoltar, badass name, bro.
Oh boy, I wish that's not his name.
Has been obsessed with ketchup ever since I met him. He is always trying out different recipes to make his own ketchup and getting me and all of our friends to try them too. Recently, he made his best ketchup yet. I tried it, and it wasn't bad. It was ketchup.
His best ketchup yet, but it wasn't bad.
The other 56 he made were dog.
Now, he's decided he is finally going to break
into
the...
I got it. Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, okay.
He's decided that he's finally going to make his break into the ketchup game. He is convinced that he's going to launch his own ketchup company and grow it to be one of the top providers of ketchup in the United States. He literally has a photo of Heinz ketchup on a dartboard, which he throws darts at, and mutters things like, I'm coming for you.
That's the lamest thing I've ever heard.
That's so funny.
Try getting laid with a Heinz dartboard on the wall.
Listen, he's got goals. He's got aspirations. He's got dreams.
Maybe you should try this, Josh.
I thought you said he's got golds, which would have been A1. Golds is a ketchup brand.
I know, but A1 isn't.
Jesus, fucking put me on a barbecue over here.
Josh, I fucking hate you. Anyways, he has a scheme he wants me and others to participate in. Essentially, it involves... What is going on with my phone?
Oh, sounds like a flub.
I swear I saw it.
You're good.
It wasn't a flub. It's a technical issue. It wasn't me misreading.
It was not user error, I swear.
Anyways, he has a scheme he wants me and others to participate in. Essentially, it involves us all going to a restaurant, sitting at different tables, and enacting lines from a scene he wrote that will culminate in all of us trying and loving his chup and convincing the manager to buy it.
It's crazy that his friend is Nathan Fielder. What the fuck?
That does sound a very like a skit from Nathan for You.
Yeah.
He really wants us all to memorize his lines. The gist of it is one guy is supposed to call over a waitress and say he likes the french fries but hates the ketchup. I'm supposed to lean over from another table and say, sorry to butt in, but I have to agree. I'm tired of this old-fashioned factory-produced ketchup. Where's the real tomato flavor? And after a few other people do this, my friend is going to say, you guys won't believe this, but I'm a ketchup chef.
Can I make a comment? I'd be pretty pissed if my ketchup tasted like tomatoes.
Yeah.
Right? That's too sweet.
You want the ketchup flavor. You don't want...
You want the salt of it at all.
Ketchup is mostly corn syrup.
And salt.
And tomatoes.
But none of that is tomatoes.
It's tomato paste. It's different.
What do you mean?
Ah, yeah, you're looking too deep into it.
Tomato, tomato.
You guys won't believe... Shut the fuck up, Josh. You guys won't believe this, but I'm a ketchup chef. And I have a few samples with me.
That's such a liberal use of the word chef, right?
Chup chef.
Would you want to give it a shot? And at this point, everyone is supposed to try the ketchup and act astounded by it. And basically all exclaim, it's the best chup they've ever had. And I'm supposed to stand on my table and make a trumpet sound effect. And then yell to the entire restaurant, we have the best ketchup ever made over here. Everyone come on over.
Little over the top with the end there, buddy.
You really got to send it home. You got to have a strong finish. One of the other people is supposed to get the manager over the place. Guys, I swear this isn't a flip.
Call him Cap or Professor Philip Brainard, because this man is a flubber.
How much am I having to pay? That?
Oh, yeah, I just know the name of Robin Williams' character from Flubber off the top of my head.
One of the other people is supposed to get the manager of the place over, and we're all supposed to try to convince him or her to buy an order of my friend's ketchup. He's going to act surprised and embarrassed and try to tell us, stop putting this poor guy on the spot in regards to the manager. He then assumes he will make a huge sale. Then he wants to do this same operation at other places in town. I told him, no way am I doing this.
How does he plan on getting the production means to produce this much ketchup?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how much ketchup a restaurant goes through?
Oh, I mean.
Also, does he have a food permit?
Oh my God.
Chill it out.
Fucking narc. He's
been inspected by the health
inspector over here. Fucking
narc.
Ruin a chup dream.
Also, if a restaurant is using not official ketchup from an unlicensed, not inspected facility, they're going to get marked.
But what if it's the best ketchup you've ever had?
Doesn't matter. It has to be inspected.
Cue trumpet noise. Like, you sure that wouldn't work?
Yeah.
He writes a second screenplay to woo the health inspector.
Let's see it.
SpongeBob SquarePants style.
Send it to me. I'll let you know if it'll work.
Are you okay with getting hit over the head with a shovel?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a breakaway shovel.
It's part of the recipe.
Mm-hmm.
I told him there's no way I'm doing this. I hate public speaking, acting, and have attention focused on me. Also, the idea is just so fucking dumb and crazy to me. Yeah.
Reverse the order.
Yeah, there's one's a little higher on the list here. I told him this straight up. He acted offended and said, I'm ruining his dreams. Been there, buddy. I know what it's like to have a soul crusher telling you can't make ketchup because it's not certified by the Food and Health Board or some bullshit.
I'm just trying to keep
I didn't write
safe.
The story.
Ketchup's uses vinegar. It's all sterile. Nothing goes bad in vinegar.
I'm astounded by this, but some of my friends agreed and think he is showing hustle and that we should all help him launch his ketchup business.
He's got that chup grind set.
Aside from his ketchup obsession, Zoltar is one of my best friends.
I fucking forgot his name was Zoltar.
But it seems our friendship is being ruined over this.
Ruined?
Ruined. A lot of people are telling me I'm a jerk for going against his dreams and not helping him out. So am I the asshole?
Yeah. He's your friend. He's trying to do big things with his life, and I understand not wanting to get on the table and, you know, do a trumpet or whatever, but like maybe talk to him about doing something different.
I mean, it's got to be impossible to get into the catch-up game at this point.
Yeah, where do you think you have like any opening in the market to get into the catch-up game?
Start with the health department.
You would, yeah, you, besides all that, like, let's say you want to go under the table like a real fucking hero. You would, the much better approach would be to go just to the business owner and be like, hey, what are you buying your ketchup at? I'll beat it. Try it out. It's good shit. And believe in your product.
See, you're thinking like a businessman and not a showman.
Yeah.
Right?
That checks out.
I'm not thinking like a winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah.
With a side of the chop, please.
You have a real beta mindset, and this dude has the Sigma grind set.
Yeah.
Okay?
I don't like, I hope Zoltar's not his real name.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, it was made up. Yeah. Why choose the fortune teller? You know
That's
what I mean?
The brand of his ketchup.
Zoltar? It'll make your wishes come true? Okay, I'm on board.
The best ketchup you could ever wish for.
There we go. Okay.
Do we think that there's actually a market for artisanal ketchup?
Yes.
Have you ever watched a season of Shark Tank? Somebody always comes on with some dumbass fucking condiment, and then it ends up on store shelves.
Yeah.
Huh. You guys got a van for 1 minute. I just got to check something.
Have I ever told
you
my ketchup story?
You have so many. Every day you tell me one more ketchup story.
Joshua, I only have one ketchup story.
Well, then let me hear it.
So in high school...
Yeah, you told me this one.
But tell our listeners, Erica.
In high school, I was volunteering at our town's like festival, basically. And the first task that they had me do was to refill the like ketchup pump bottles or whatever. And they handed me an industrial-sized can of ketchup. Like,
yeah,
literally
like a Folgers can?
Bigger than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, huge. So got the can opener, opened the can, and the lid fell down into the ketchup.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't want to be that asshole that just got here and already has to ask for help. So me being the dumb 17-year-old that I was.
Barely knew how to cut around pancakes.
Barely knew how to cut my own pancakes. How did I know how to open a can? I stuck my thumbs down into the ketchup can to try and pry the lid up. And I sliced the tip of my thumb off.
Wow. Yeah. You can still see the cut there.
Yeah. I mean, you really, I don't know if they can see it, but
I genuinely. You really can. You can see the shadow from my view. I can see it. Yeah.
I have a scar on my thumb. They reattached it. It didn't, the skin flap was definitely all the way off, but the nail didn't cut all the way through. So it was just hanging on literally by a nail. Yeah. And I had to have 7 stitches in my thumb. Hurt real bad.
That's crazy.
There goofball. Was
probably blood in that ketchup that year, but they didn't throw it out.
And we told the health department.
Didn't we?
No, we didn't.
Fellas, come on in.
Good thing this was 10 years ago.
Fuck, statute of limitations.
So I was just doing some quick research on Etsy to see if there's any like artisanal homemade ketchup. And there is a couple. Is. There's Venom ketchup, which is just spicy ketchup.
Yeah. Oh. There's
sounds good. Caribbean ketchup, which
literally thinking
spicy ketchup.
I don't know what that means, but
snake venom in your ketchup, and I was like, that's a bad idea.
Well, you could eat venom.
No.
Yeah.
You just can't eat poison. You can't inject venom. You can eat venom. Just ask Eddie Brock.
Who?
Oh my god. Eddie Brock.
The titular star from the titular movie Venom.
Ah.
Any more?
There's
or is that it?
Well, I mean, this is the only one that's like actual ketchup, and it's $10 for a 16-ounce bottle, which seems a little pricey for ketchup, if you ask me.
I mean, the way you guys use ketchup, yeah.
The Midwest use it. We use it like any Midwesterner.
You're the weirdo that doesn't have any chup in his house.
I have ketchup in my fridge right now, unopened, for when Erica needs it.
Really? Because I specifically did not get chicken strips the other day when we came with Culver's because I knew you wouldn't have ketchup.
I have ketchup waiting for you.
What a guy.
We gotta go get chicken strips right now.
I've also got mustard because it's a superior strip. Speaking of, I went to Culver's yesterday.
Okay.
And went to the drive-thru, and the person at the drive-thru recognized me from the podcast.
Really?
What?
Yep. And tweeted. He didn't say anything, but he tweeted at me afterwards. So hello if you're listening.
Wait.
That's
seriously?
Really cool.
Yeah.
Why didn't he tweet at us? Did he tweet at the podcast or just specifically you?
Me.
I'm fucking pissed. What's their name?
Did you go to the one in this town or the one at work?
This town.
What the fuck? We go there like 3 times a week.
I was going to say, I go there like twice a week. There's no way I haven't ran into them. Clearly, they have a favorite judgy, so I don't know.
Rude as hell.
We're going to block them. They're not listening anymore.
I have a pet peeve with Culver's.
There we go.
If you are in the Culver's drive-thru, I guess, I don't know if all Culver's are like this, but are 2 Culver's.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the Culver's drive-thru and they say, pull forward or pull to XYZ spot.
Spot 3.
If you're in that front lead spot and you get your food, you leave, right?
Yeah.
And if you're in that next spot, fucking pull up.
Yeah.
Pull to the next spot.
Yeah.
So that everybody can fucking fill in. Nobody does it.
People, it's a very niche problem to have, but I can't be more on board with you.
Yeah.
They really follow the rule of go to spot 2. It's like, bitch, spot 1's open. Pull forward.
Just
all
pull
right?
forward. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
And thank you for coming to this next story.
Erica, what's your favorite brand of ketchup?
Heinz.
Interesting.
What's yours?
Heinz.
No, it's interesting. I just thought maybe we would all try Zoltar's ketchup, but it's okay. Am I the asshole for doing a welfare check on my girl who lives in a dangerous environment?
Okay. Listen.
Oof.
Yes.
Hot take.
You don't need to call the cops.
You know what?
Let's hear the story before I agree with you.
My girlfriend, 28 female, and I, 32 male, have been together for 8 months now. She lives with her friend Jared, 27 male, who owns the home they live at. Jared seemed like a great guy, very friendly, down to earth, and weeks from becoming a psychiatrist.
Good for him.
Medical studies were demanding of him, but we all got along well whenever I was over. I'm a cop.
Oh, fuck off, you. Is this a listener submission?
No.
Good. I want no fucking pigs listening to our podcast.
And where we live, marijuana is common, but still illegal. And as a law enforcer, I honor the law. But also, anti-drugs for personal reasons. It's not harmless. My peers who smoked marijuana in school are now deadbeats. And my best mate got rejected from the army because he used marijuana before and now has to drive trucks.
Guess what? All right, I'm pissed. They were deadbeats before. They were your friends. You're a deadbeat cop. What the fuck is the difference?
I have not discussed this view with my girl, but I think being a law enforcer implies my stance.
We're going to get so much hate.
Plus, yeah. Plus, nothing about her life gives me reason to suspect that she thinks drug use is okay. Sometimes when Jared hung out with us, I suspected he had used marijuana.
Oh my God.
I'm trained to suspect it, but Jared's profile didn't fit an addict, nor would my girl accept living with one.
It's marijuana.
Bro.
You can't get addicted.
Likely my judgment was wrong and he was tired from studies. Unfortunately, my instincts were correct. This dude's a killer cop, all right?
I mean, that's a little bit fucking redundant.
A few weeks ago, I arrived at my girl's house before she had. I let myself in and went to the balcony where Jared was. We were casually chatting when he just puffs on a joint and then even offers me a puff.
Attaboy, Jared.
I'm fuming at this. This guy literally offered a cop drugs, so clearly he's offered my girl drugs. I'm terrified for her safety in this environment. Really, as a law enforcer, it is my civic duty to enforce the law, but my judgment was that Jared could be reasoned with. I made him aware of my obligation and that his drug use also hurts society and the others around him, as well as himself. I'm just looking out for him.
Listen, we've gotten reviews and comments that they think I'm right-wing for some fucking reason. People think that I, like, love Elon Musk. And what it is,
oh, I saw one of those.
Someone said that I love Elon Musk and someone... I'm gonna fucking piss off the exact opposite. I'm trying to bite my tongue and not say insane fucking shit right now.
As a cop, and because he lives with my girl, I'll charge him if my girl is put in danger again. He denied the severity of his use and said he'll stop around me but doesn't respect my attitude or my behavior in his house.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mildly insulting. This was a mildly insulting response after letting him off, but understandable, it wasn't taken well. He's an addict, and I've made use harder for him now in his own home. My girl comes home. We both explain what's unfolded. My girl says, it's a lot, and I should go home for the night.
Uh-huh.
The next day, the city's in lockdown. I'm not able to address with Jared nor my girl what has happened. The last few weeks, she's talking to me less and less. My anxiety, knowing my girl is locked down in such a toxic situation, is overwhelming. And last week, I decided to do a welfare check, but send my partner in. He did it, but afterwards said that was fucked up of me. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Later that night, my girl cut it entirely and filed a complaint against me. I truly didn't believe I did anything wrong and was just trying to protect my girl. But now I've lost my girl and in career trouble. Both my girl and my partner think I'm fucked, so maybe I am. Am I the asshole?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
For sure.
I do enjoy that the moral of the story is that his feelings got hurt. And that made him justified in doing all this fucking insane shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One, you're a fucking square. You're a loser. Nobody likes you. Your partner doesn't like you. Your ex-girlfriend doesn't like you.
And worst of all, Jared doesn't like you.
And I'm looking at the comments. The internet doesn't like you.
I was going to say, this dude had to have gotten lambasted. Now.
Great word.
Thank you. I entirely believe this story is made up. This seems like absolute fucking bait for some... idiot to like, I'm gonna farm karma by like being a cop.
You think a fake account would make the account name Good Guy Cop 2312?
Yeah, this is fake.
That sounds
fuck.
Like a fake account that a bad cop would make.
Now listen, we're probably already getting 100 comments about how not all cops are bad. Listen, this is fucking insane.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand how you can defend this behavior and be like, it's just one bad cop. He literally talks about how he's trained to suspect people. Mm-hmm. Motherfucker's not doing anything wrong. He's not hurting anybody in mm-hmm. his house.
Yeah.
What the fuck? You mean you're trained to suspect people?
The dude just sucks all around. And like the abuse of power he did to where even your partner is like, why are you making me do this? And he's like, it's for legal reasons. They're breaking the law in there. It's not because I don't trust my girlfriend anymore.
This is insane.
When the title said like that his girlfriend lives in a dangerous situation or whatever, I was expecting like fucking mafia shit.
You didn't expect her living with a doctorate student?
Yeah, like what?
This is so insane. Like, I don't understand that at all.
No.
How can in 2021 have such a negative stigma on marijuana still? Like, to equate marijuana as with the all-encompassing phrase drugs, which even if he truly believes people are addicts, he should be able to realize that that doesn't mean it's their fucking fault for being addicted.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. This is so...
No, because he's been trained...
To suspect
that all addicts are criminals. And it's not that it's, you know, a mental health issue or... A health issue in general.
Yeah.
They're just criminals.
Or they just want to smoke some fucking ganj and chill out.
Just want to fucking have a kickback. Our bad, dude.
I don't think this guy knows what relaxing is.
No, clearly not.
You know those people who you meet and you're like, do you think you ever, there's people that I know who I can't ever imagine them going home and sitting down in a chair and just like, and like chilling out for a fucking second.
The type of people that you just imagine sleep in jeans.
Like sleep in jeans, don't take off their tennis shoes. Like,
I don't know what's wrong with us. You guys don't sometimes sleep in jeans?
No.
All right. But back to the cop
with
thing.
The new advancements in jean technology, I am okay with sleeping in jeans.
Are we talking pajama jeans or?
You know, like t-shirt sheets? I've got jean sheets.
I got denim sheets.
Yeah.
Joshua, are you a never nude?
Yeah. I put on more clothes when I get home. I feel naked out in the world. Yeah. Before people fucking comment, first of all, fuck Elon Musk. I don't know why sometimes people think that I'm conservative, but that's fucking insane to me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
When you multiple times have worn like fuck ice.
Yeah.
And what's the other shirt you...
I just thought that was like fuck Icy's. I thought you didn't like... They were overpriced at the movie theater.
Anti-capitalist socialist club.
Yeah.
I did get a guy at my work. I was wearing the abolish ice shirt and it looks like it is the Icy logo. And he's like, oh, shit, man, cool shirt. And then he, like, looks at it. He's like, oh, you got me. And then he walked away. I wasn't trying to get you, man.
I redact my previous statement.
You got us all heated.
Defund the police.
I had this story for when we did the episode with Gina from the Pocket Report. Mm. I had the perfect leftist episode formulated, and then... We got talking too much, and I didn't have time to squeeze in this story. And I've been sitting on it for so long.
That story is crazy.
I don't know how you can write it and be like, nah, this is totally cool and normal.
That's how I feel about like 90% of our stories. It's like...
This one I really think is fake, but if it was real, it's because he feels justified because he thinks he's doing a good to the world.
Yeah.
He has this like unearned, like, oh, I'm doing good. I'm a cop, so I'm doing good, but I don't think it's a real story.
It's like, at this point, marijuana is legal in how many states? And to be like, it's still bad. Yeah. It's still the devil's lettuce.
But ultimately, this story would imply that a cop actually cares and is trying to do his job well, which is obviously a farce. So,
well, on that note,
all of our cop listeners, I like you.
Hey.
I don't.
Go get him, Tiger.
Please get a different job. Recognize you're part of the problem.
Let's go ahead and break, guys.
Yeah, let's hit a fucking break.
Let's have a little quick palate cleanser. Maybe chill off for a second.
Eat a couple gummy bears. We just lost like 5 listeners.
Oh, we're
but
fucked.
We gained 10 more. See you on the other side of the break. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the side of the break.
Hello.
This is the pro cop half of the episode.
No, it's not.
I was chewing.
Maybe social workers would be bad at their jobs, too.
Hmm? We're very pro-social worker here.
Yeah. Guys, guess what? 1 year ago, roughly, we did New Year's resolutions, because it was New Year's, and people do resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
So on this Circle Jerge...
Circle jerk.
We're doing more New Year's resolutions. Because it's a new year and we have resolutions. Does that make sense? Is the premise sound?
I'm trying.
Sure.
Yeah, it's New Year.
Not
we
very
got a
original,
better.
But yeah.
All right, Erica, not very original. What's your New Year's resolution? Do you remember yours from last year?
No. What was it?
It was to cook more in our new kitchen.
Have you guys cooked more in your new kitchen? To be fair, the thing that you said that you had only cooked was a grilled cheese. So have you cooked more than a grilled cheese?
Yes.
Hey, that's a double U, baby. That might be the last
time we made grilled cheese.
We have a 25% increase in our kitchen use, probably.
I would say at least. We definitely cook in it more than we ever did in our old kitchen.
Yeah.
So we cook tonight.
Yeah. Hey, you know what?
Christian, that's all that matters. Making ketchup on the side doesn't count as cooking.
No, we made a pork rice bowl thing. It was delicious.
I call making my ketchup doing magic because it's that good.
Mm. Now, Erica, what's your New Year's resolution this year?
I would like to do better.
At?
More specifically.
Cooking in the kitchen.
I think I'm too hard on myself.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to try and not be so hard on myself. Try to relax a little bit more.
Do you think professionally, personally, like where do you think you beat yourself up the most at?
Kind of all of the above.
Yeah.
I just like don't really care for myself much, but I'm trying to change that.
Hmm.
If it makes you feel better, we like you.
Thanks.
They like you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That doesn't help. But
all of our cop listeners adore you.
Ooh, that makes me feel worse.
Hear that? Everybody need a wellness check on...
No, one, two, we don't.
1249 Our House Street?
No. My medication's helping, but I just... Maybe that could also be a goal for the end of the year is try to wean myself off of my medication.
Interesting. Now, you don't need to. Medication is okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, now that, like, COVID stuff is, you know, it don't matter anymore. Listen to the CDC, it don't matter anymore.
Don't get it's me started. It's over. Don't get me started.
Maybe by the end of the year, it'll be like, It's actually over for you.
No.
You know what? Honestly, I'm back the blues, so I'm very glad that COVID's over because it was the number one killer of cops over the last 2 years, way higher than on-job deaths. So, yeah, good that COVID's over. Christian, what do you got, man?
Yeah, I've been thinking long and deep on this because, as we all remember, my resolution last year was to get a little taller, get to be 6'7".
Yeah.
Maybe participate in a dunk competition.
Yeah.
Maybe do some competitive swimming. Neither of those happened.
Okay.
It was actually kind of soul-crushing. I thought I could do it if I put my mind to it. I clearly couldn't. So this year I decided to put a more realistic goal, and that is to bench 850 pounds.
Okay.
What are you at now?
Like 285.
295.
295. Look at that.
It's already improved from the last time we maxed.
Yeah. I mean.
Now, what's the world record?
885.
And you want to do?
850.
Hey.
Yeah. I knew I couldn't beat the world record. Yeah. Like that takes a genetic freak, you know?
You don't want to set unattainable goals. You want to...
Exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I figured, yeah, like, I don't know, work out 2 or 3 times a week and I should be able to crush it. Like, so now, it's more of the mindset, right?
Yeah, so now what you might need to do is actually, I know you, last year, you did all that work to gain inches. You might need to lose inches so you get stubbier arms. That way the bench is easier.
That's a really... Hey.
We'll work on it together, man.
We can... we got this. And then for my...
Hey, man. We'll work on it together.
Yeah. And then for my second resolution, I think I'm going to just have a freaking glow up, you know?
I think
you did
I'm...
that this year.
Yeah, well, that was like a physical glow up. I'm thinking more like personal and emotional glow up, you know?
Yeah.
Like kind of just be like a cooler dude and like...
You're the coolest dude we know. What do you mean?
Josh, can you attest to that?
You're top 5.
Okay. Well, see...
You're the coolest guy I know.
What's the world record for coolest guy?
The Dos Equis sponsor.
Fuck.
The most interesting man in the world.
This is going to sound ridiculous. That seems like a more unachievable goal than benching 850. To just have half of the charisma as that Dos Equis guy.
Christian would not only have to learn how to speak English eloquently, but also a second language eloquently.
Yeah. I'd also have to, like, get the genetics to just get a tan
and like, a jaw.
You don't think I have a strong jaw?
A stronger jaw. I'm just saying the world record for jaw is like what? Jay Leno?
The crimson
chin. You guys are really trying to crush me here and really put into perspective how unachievable my goals are.
Christian, we all know that you thrive off of being doubted.
Yeah, 100% true. No, it's not true at all.
Are you guys ready for mine?
Let's hear it, Josh. I mean, it's not going to compare to mine, but...
Okay, so last year, what mine was to learn how to video edit.
Yes.
Which I did okay.
You learned the basics.
What's the world record for video editing?
850.
Austinox. Yes. Vic Berger, one of the two. I also wanted to get famous, and I've been recognized once in public, so it took me until the couple days before the New Year's, but I did it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I can't believe you did it.
It just goes to show, never give up on your goals, you know? Because, like, what's the world record for most famous? Mickey Mouse pancakes?
Ew. All right.
You ready for my three resolutions this year?
Mr. Overachiever here.
Number one, overachieve on everything I do. Just kidding. Number one, Colts win the Super Bowl. Thoughts? I really would like my resolution to be the Colts win the Super Bowl.
So, Colts win this next Super Bowl, as in the one that's coming up in a couple of weeks.
Months, yeah. It's in February.
First weekend of February, right?
That's only a few weeks. It's like 6 weeks from now.
Six is not a few, it's several. Let's get that one thing straight here.
No, it's a few.
Incorrect.
5 weeks?
But yes.
I want to say months because it's less than like 2 months.
It's a couple of months. It's 2 months away.
No, it's not 2 full months. It's 5 weeks away.
My second.
Wait, no, stop. Because how do you think your resolution is going to help the Colts get to the Super Bowl?
I just want them to win.
And then win. But how is that your
resolution? That can't be a resolution, Josh.
Have you ever seen the Colts win the Super Bowl?
No.
Yes, you have. Happened in 2006 over the Chicago
Bears.
You
think I was fucking watching that?
I did watch that, yeah.
Yeah, while you were cutting pancakes, I know. Have you ever seen Silver Linings Playbook?
Okay.
Yeah. Like when it first came out.
Robert De Niro's character, he helps control the Eagles by moving the controllers in a really, really reductive way of showing OCD.
Okay. Uh-huh.
That's me every Sunday.
Okay, yeah.
Can you do your Robert De Niro impression?
I can't do it on the man, actually. I'm very sorry. Let me just clear my mind. Cut back to me.
So
like
that's my resolution, is the Colts to win the Super Bowl, all right? That's all I'm...
All right, well, then I want to change mine to the Browns win the Super Bowl.
Browns aren't going to make the playoffs. I hate to say that to you.
Colts probably won't either.
Maybe. Number two resolution, I want COVID to be over.
Ugh, me too, brother.
And hey, good. I got a pretty good head start. The government's just like, buddy, fuck it.
Ah, that's old news.
COVID is so 2021.
New year, new us, all right?
I like that one.
Okay.
I also think it's unattainable.
By me or in general?
In general.
Okay. And number three is have fun, smiley face.
That's really cute.
Yeah.
Listen, if I knew that we were going to do joke resolutions,
Erica, name one thing we've done seriously ever.
I would not have opened my heart up to you guys.
We did the same thing last year. Where you did something serious and then Christian and I made little laughy laughs.
That's the show, baby.
That's just business. As Christian's mom always says, that's gambling.
That's gambling.
You gambled and you lost.
How many episodes? You've been here for 82 episodes and you're like, I've been duped.
You guys are going to be fucking idiots the whole time without telling me?
You can't take anything serious for one fucking second? How could I not see this coming?
Anyways, I'm looking for new podcasts to join.
Do you think if Goldilocks tried out getting blowjobs, that would be... the best one would be the gummy bear?
What the fuck, Joshua? Find me the carrot. I gotta throw the carrot. Give me the carrot.
You know what? Instead, I'm gonna throw it on over to Christian. Read that last story, my man. Actually, it's a listener submission. Guys, listener, submit your stories over at Gmail, judgespod@gmail.com, or on Instagram at judgespod.
Oh, no.
You don't have a listener submission sound?
Yeah, we do.
It's in the email, though.
Oh. Well, hand me that auxiliary cord, my brother. Thank you to Joshua for, Papa Perk for sending in the sound. Here we go.
Very beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Very on brand.
Amazing. Wonderful. Best one we've gotten yet.
Thanks, loved Papa it. Perk.
Guys, send those sounds in.
The guitar part was especially cute. I liked that.
Yeah, definitely sounded better than the fart.
Well, I mean, that was a pretty nice wet fart.
I hope both were made by you.
That'd be really impressive. If that was your fart, right in, because that was a nice fart.
He farted on beat, on tune, on feet.
On toot.
This listener submission was sent to our email.
Thank you.
And is titled, "Today Fucked Up. Whoops."
Wait. Did he think that it was a new subreddit? Like, whoops. Like, he was like, I don't know if it's a new subreddit.
It's possible. Hey, I have a story for you guys from right before the shutdown. I went out with my sister and some friends to play some pool. And I had a bit too much to drink. They were pineapple upside down drinks. I don't know what that tastes like. Probably like a pineapple upside down cake.
I've never had one of those.
And I had so many that it was to the point where I was peeing like every 4 minutes.
Been there.
You've all been there, right? I'm there right now. How many times have you had a cut so I could go take a piss?
Make a peachy.
He keeps saying he's going to take a piss, but he flubs in the sentence. And every time he's like, yeah, I got too drunk. I got to go. I got to pee right now.
Oh, sorry, I couldn't read right. I have to just piss so bad. Thankfully, this place is right down the street from us. So I peed before we left, but had to pee again almost immediately after we left. When we parked, I apparently jumped out of the car, ran down the stairs, and went inside.
Love apparently.
I sat on the toilet so forcefully that I sent the toilet seat through the toilet tank in the back. Water started going everywhere, and by the time my sister could get inside, I was just standing in the bathroom full of water, with my pants around my ankles and crying.
I've been there.
Pissing, shitting, crying, and throwing up. I couldn't figure out how to turn the water off. And she kindly told me to just go to bed and took care of the water.
That's a good sister.
She's pretty awesome. I did some more crying and then finally went to bed. The next day I had to call the apartment office to tell them that the toilet was broken. And they were very confused. They kept saying, "So the toilet seat is broken?" And I had to tell them, well, yeah, but also the tank is kind of broken because the toilet seat went through it. Thankfully, the maintenance guy was cool and didn't question me too much. He just said, "Hey, smooth guy. I got a new toilet out of this, though, so that's cool."
It's definitely coming out of your deposit, though.
Yeah.
You're not getting that money back.
At what point in the interaction did "Hey, smooth guy" come out?
I don't know.
Is that an intro? Is that an outro? Was that like a mid? Hasn't said a word to you mid toilet fixing? Turn around. "Hey, smooth guy." And then he was going to insult you, but felt bad because of what you did.
You were already crying and you felt bad.
He knew you had to be going through some shit to send a toilet seat through the tank.
Why do you have so much horizontal movement in a sit? Like, wait, did you jump from the end of the bathroom? How do you have such... That's insane.
Hey, man, there's not enough detail here to really go into it. I wish there was. I wish they could have kind of painted the picture. Because how do you... Did they, like, knock the tank off? Or, like...
I think it had to have shattered it, yeah?
Completely shattered the tank?
Yeah. I mean...
Or at least, like, cracked it enough to where, like, there's water coming out at the bottom.
Guys, this is just a heads up. You go check the nuts on your toilet seat and make sure they're tightened up a bit. You don't want a floppy seat on you, all right? No one wants to come home drunk at 2 a.m., having a piss, having a shit, and then you got a floppy seat. You're drunk. You can barely sit on it. You're like, what's going on? You're like, I thought I was a smooth guy here. Now I'm sending my seat through the toilet tank.
And now you're a smooth guy. This wasn't me. I currently have a nut off of my toilet seat up here.
That's so embarrassing for you.
When Aurora and I were quarantined from each other for a week, I was joking that I was doing everything bachelor lifestyle. This is embarrassing. I had no sheets on my bed. I had the duvet cover off. I wore the same clothes for like 4 days in a row at home.
I just slept under a pile of towels that were dirty.
I had like so many empty bottles up here of just like drinks. I had
half drink drinks, half piss bottles,
half drink piss, half drink bottles. The nut fell off on the toilet seat, and I was like, ah! it was great.
Starty and pistachios left the shells all over.
It was wonderful. I had both fans on at night. Am I right, fellas?
Hey, man.
I mean, come on. I had the whole bed to myself. It was luxury.
How do we feel about one more bonus story?
Is it going to piss me off?
Well, there's a chance. I did specifically find ones to piss you off.
So. It's about the second most embarrassing profession behind cop, which is glass blower.
No.
All of our glass blowers out there get fucked.
That's a really cool job.
It's actually a really cool job.
That's what you think. Wait till you learn the ins and outs of glass blowing.
Yeah. Am I the asshole?
No, we are talking about somebody who exclusively fellaces Ira Glass, correct?
Yes. So you know how anytime you and Josh fist bump and you do the sound effect?
Yeah.
Are you going to do that for our fist bump?
If he does it.
I'll do like a clown cart.
That's the best you can do.
That's all the best I can do.
Am I the asshole for unpacking my girlfriend's towel?
It's such a low stakes title.
I'm going to go with yes.
Wow. Because he's a guy.
Yeah.
Presumably. We don't know yet.
I, 31 sure. male.
Well.
There you have it.
And my girlfriend, 25 female, have been dating for about 2 years. My girlfriend has beautiful hair that seems a lot more low maintenance than most women I know. She doesn't use all of 100 different hair products, nor does she blow dry it. It honestly doesn't take her long to style her hair or anything. However, she always insists on using this special towel to dry her hair. She insists that she can't use any other regular towel for her hair, and she gets mad if I use her hair towel as a regular towel. She says that towel should only be used for her hair. She even bought an extra one of these towels that she keeps in her drawer at my place. She also takes the towel with her when she goes on vacations. And I usually don't mind this, since the towel doesn't take up much space, and it's better than listening to a hairdryer all the time. But it is a bit weird, because I don't know anyone else who just uses a towel for their hair.
This dude doesn't know girls.
Yeah.
Or people that take care of their hair.
Mm-hmm.
For Thanksgiving, we traveled to see my family. And before the trip, I asked my girlfriend to leave her towel at home, since we'll be staying at my parents' house.
For what reason? Why?
I didn't want my family to think she's weird or make fun of her.
Why would they make fun of her? Why would they even know?
Why would they see the towel? In what world?
Hey, man.
Answer our questions.
The mom just in the morning is like, Stephanie, I didn't hear you use a hairdryer this morning. Strange.
I checked. There was two of you in the room, and only, but there's three towels. And one of them only seemed hair wet, not like body wet.
Since we planned to leave early in the morning, my girlfriend spent the night at my place. And I noticed that she packed the towel that she keeps at my place into her suitcase. Well, when she was asleep, I took the towel out. And she didn't notice the towel was gone until after we got to my parents' house. I thought this was okay, and my girlfriend didn't seem mad at all during the whole trip. However, when we got back to my place, my girlfriend got into her car and just drove off without even saying goodbye.
Good for you, girl.
She texted me later saying she's mad at me because of the stupid towel, and she needs some space.
I feel like he ad-libbed the stupid there.
Oh, absolutely. I keep calling her and texting her, but she just won't respond back to me.
Because she said she needed space. Like, what are you doing?
My friend thinks she's being... No, they don't. My friends think that she's being overly dramatic, but my girlfriend isn't that type of person. So now I'm wondering if I messed up.
Yeah.
Am I the asshole?
Yep.
You and your friends don't get girls.
You just don't get people.
You don't get normal boundaries.
Anybody that tells you, hey, this is a thing I'm doing, and then you would deliberately make them do the opposite for no reason,
it's a hair towel. Pissed. Like, what? It's not hurting anyone.
My girlfriend uses shampoo and conditioner, but I don't know anybody that doesn't use 3-in-1 body wash, so I took it out of her bag.
That's what I, like, that's the same level.
I don't know what a cuticle cutter is, so I threw them all out.
You know that TikTok sound, men are stupid and I don't respect them?
Yeah.
This one applies to this guy.
Okay. No, that's fair. A very nice ungeneralized statement. You really funnel systemed it down there. It's fun. Yeah, I don't understand why. Does he think that like all girls use 1,000 hair care products? Like some girls do, and that's fine. Yeah. But like some people use less because they take care of their hair in a way that makes it so they don't, i.e. uses a nice soft towel that doesn't frizz up and give them short split ends.
And mm-hmm. That's the thing. It's like, it was such a simple thing. Why did it matter?
Yeah.
Exactly.
How is anybody ever going to find out? And why does it matter?
Yeah. Even if they did find out, who fucking cares? It's a fucking towel.
You dry your hair. What would they have to make fun of about it? That's what I don't get. He's like, I don't want her to get made fun of. I don't want her feelings to get hurt.
Literally. And she's bringing it for herself. Like our friend Haley, that comes, if she comes to town, she stays with us. When she showers, she always uses at least two towels, one for her body and one for her hair.
She's got long hair, right?
Yeah, but that's besides the point. But it drives me nuts because now I have to wash extra towels. Yeah. Whereas if she brought her own fucking towel for her hair.
Yeah, Haley, bring your own fucking hair towel, all right? This one goes out to you, Haley, you son of a bitch.
But also, sorry, I just scratched you. I also don't care either way. Like, it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, we are making fun of her for using two towels currently. So this guy's on to something.
We're friends and we'll overlook it, but just know we're fucking pissed.
But that's because I have to do the laundry. Well.
Yeah, so think about that next time, Haley. Maybe just start a fucking load next time.
I don't
think
she listens to the podcast.
Are you fucking kidding me?
We're giving you one towel. One hand towel.
Sorry, I guess there's no towels left for your hair. Strange. That's so weird. I don't know how we keep running out of towels every time you're here.
Well, you're welcome to use as many towels as you want. I'm just saying. Maybe like bring your own hair towel, though.
That's crazy. I was going to say something, but I forgot it. So why don't we just get out of here instead?
Okay.
Erica. Bye.
Oh, what's up?
Would you like to tell them where they can find us at on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Patreon?
Sure. You can find us on all of those platforms, and you can just search in there at Judgies Pod, JudGiesPod.
Thank you. Also Twitch. I forgot that one.
We're going to become big streamers.
Just go.
Also, please leave a review. Spotify allows reviews now, I guess.
Oh. Hit them up.
I haven't figured it out yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure you just open the podcast you listen to. At the top, it has a 5-star.
Everyone was saying that. It wasn't showing up for me.
Embarrassing.
Yeah. But do that. Also, leave Apple Podcast reviews.
Leave Apple Podcast reviews. We get to 1,000. We're making Erica watch.
Bo Burnham's
Inside. Inside, yep.
And also, Josh is watching all of the Twilight movies.
Correct.
What are we at now?
9:44.
Oh, fuck.
Well, let's just look real quick. With Spotify, we might be over. Like,
no, we're not counting Spotify.
I mean, yeah, that's changing the rules here.
We have 430 Spotify reviews. So, I mean, that's, if we add them together.
Already?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Thank you so much. Maybe we should read a couple.
They only leave stars. I don't think you can leave an actual review.
Well, then maybe we won't. And we don't want your shitty-ass Spotify reviews.
Stop.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
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 I'm already checked out. I'm not doing this outro.
The judges love.